Sunday Morning Inspiration is a weekly radio program brought to you by the Shattering United Methodist Church. In a world full of struggles, worries, and disappointments, there's only one place to receive grace, courage, and strength. That's in God's Word. Tune in every Sunday morning at this time to listen to the inspiring Word of God with Reverend Tunde Oladimeji. If you need a place to worship this weekend, we'll be glad to welcome you to visit us at Shattering United Methodist Church, 847 Shelton Street. Service time is 10:30 in the morning, beginning with Sunday school for both adults and children at 9 a.m. You may also check out our website at shatteringumc.org. God is at work in our midst. Now listen to God's Word. Here's Pastor Tunde.
Adore him, he is Christ the Lord. Good morning, my friends. How are you doing today? Today is another wonderful day that our God has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Happy New Year. Can you imagine we're in 2023? In spite and despite every major challenge that we faced, despite the difficulties we went through, despite the sicknesses, despite the pains, despite the disappointments, now God has brought us into a new year. Happy New Year to you. I feel very excited. I feel very excited because every time I have the opportunity to see a new year, I see an opportunity to begin afresh. I see an opportunity to succeed where I have failed. I see an opportunity to grow where I had been stunted. I see an opportunity to be excited where I have been discouraged. Happy New Year for me, it's like saying, here is a brand new check. Here is a blank check that God has given me. Now it's time to rewrite something that was not properly done in the previous year. The psalmist says, if not the Lord who has been on our side, let Israel say this, if not the Lord that has been on our side, our enemies will have triumphed. Our enemies will have eaten up our flesh. But glory be to God that we are alive today. Listen to the word of the psalmist. He says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praises of children and infants, you have established strongholds against your enemies to silence the foes and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hand. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Happy New Year. God has been gracious. God has been faithful. God has been good to me. God has been good to you. And we can rejoice and be glad. Friend, if you are able this morning, I would like to encourage you, go to a church. Go give God praise. Go give thanks to God. Go drive yourself to church if you are able to do that. Be grateful to God. Begin your new year in the presence of God. Begin your new year with an act of gratitude for life which God has given you. We will be having our fellowship this morning at Chadron United Methodist Church, 847 Shelton Street here in Chadron, Nebraska, and it will be at 10:30. But if you are not able to come in person, you can actually join us online at United Methodist Church Chadron on Facebook. We are grateful people, and I'd like to encourage you. Some of us went through the storm, and we have many people who died within that time. We had over 60 people have been dead in the midst of the storm all through the country. But God preserved us, and we have to be grateful to Him. Don't forget, we're still in the Christmas season. The Christmas continues to Epiphany, and we can continue to sing our Christmas carols as praises to God for His faithfulness. Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Hark, the herald.
Hark, the herald.
Hark, the herald angels.
sing. Sing it with me now.
Peace on earth.
Mercy mild. God and sin is records.
And let us celebrate the joyful, all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald, hark, the herald, hark, the herald angels sing. Hark, the herald, hark, the herald, hark, the herald.
Is here today.
With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the
listen to God's word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. So on this new day, on this new year, as we begin this new year, our year will be formless. Our year will be hopeless. Our year will be without form and void. And darkness could be on top of the face of the deep for us. Maybe we've transferred things from the previous year, 2002, things that were bothering us, things that were aching us, things that were disappointing us, and we brought them into the new year. And everything has remained formless and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. But you see, the Spirit of God moving over the face of the water and God's word speaking, "Let there be light," can bring a transformation. And I've come to tell you today that God's word is here to say, "Let there be light." So as I reflect on the story in Genesis chapter 1, where everything was void and darkness was upon the face of the deep and things were shapeless, but the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters, and then God spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. And once there was light, things began to reshape. I see a similarity between what happened in Genesis 1 and what happened in Luke chapter 1. If you pay attention, just listen to the reading. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Listen to what Mary said. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Do you see that? So here was Mary going her business, and then comes an angel, and the angel is saying, "You're going to have a child. And this child is going to be great, the Son of the Most High." Mary began to question, how can that be? I am in the place of impossibility. This is not going to be possible. And the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power from on high, the power of the Most High, will overshadow you." Praise be to God. There are times in our lives that we are faced with impossibility. In the beginning, darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the water, and God said. The same with Mary. Mary was in doubt. We were not sure what was going to happen. Mary was asking the question, "How can this be?" And the angel said, "Don't worry about it. Something is going to happen to you. The power of God will come upon you. That power will bring about transformation. That power will bring what is impossible to become possible." Listen to this, and I'll be back. Mary, did you know? So Mary asks the question, how will this thing be since I'm just a virgin? I do not know a man. And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Have you ever asked a question before of how something could be? Darkness and voidness and shapelessness in your midst, in your family, in your life, just like we see in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. And in the midst of the shapelessness, in the midst of chaos, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water and God's word spoke, let there be light. Mary was asking a genuine question, was asking an intelligent question, a very scientific question. But you know, many times in life, when God is involved, some of those questions don't really matter. We will ask them and He will answer them, even when we don't understand the answer that He gives us. The angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And then he said, behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month of the person who is called barren. And take note of what the angel said to Mary. For nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God, friend. Nothing is impossible with God. It does not matter where you are today. It does not matter the challenges you face today. They are real. They are scary. They are challenging. But we've got a God that can do the impossible. We've got a God that can transform things around, that can make things that are bitter to become sweet by His power and by His word. And so 2022 may have been very devastating to you. You may have witnessed a lot of losses in your life. You may have witnessed a lot of challenges. You may have witnessed some level of pain, some level of losses. But here is a new year. Here is a brand new year that God has given to you. A brand new year, 2023. And God is saying through His word today, when the Spirit of God comes and the word of God comes, the impossible can be made possible. For with God, nothing can be impossible. So what are you thinking about this morning as you listen to me, friend? Where are you in your journey? Where are you hiding? Where are you keeping yourself and you're like, I don't want to continue. I am tired. And God is saying, I am sending my angel to you today saying I can do the impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. So when God comes to you, just like we see that story in Genesis 1, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. The word of God came to pass. What God spoke came into existence. From nothing into something, the power of creation. God has the power of creation. He can bring into being anything He wants to bring into being. Praise be to God. So don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't hide yourself. God is saying to you today, I am here for you. I can do the impossible in this new year. Just like I did with Mary. It was impossible for someone who was not married to have a baby. But with God, nothing is impossible. So what are you thinking about as you begin this journey of a new year? What are your fears? I like the response of Mary. And I would like to challenge you today. That is the response I would like you to have this year. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. You see that? What a good attitude. Mary did not understand everything the angel is saying. Mary could not even comprehend what the angel was talking about. But she knew she was dealing with a supernatural being. She was dealing with God's word. Once that person says the Holy Spirit is going to perform it, God is going to do the impossible in your life. God is going to do something you cannot imagine. God is going to blow your mind. That was what the angel was saying to Mary. Mary had this attitude. I do not understand the whole details about this, but I know this word is coming from the Lord. And if it is coming from the Lord, God has what it takes to perform it. Look at what the Bible says. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So I don't know all the details, but I know that I believe in God and I submit myself to the will of God. So let it be to me according to his will. I am standing here. I'm taking all this risk, but I know that God is wise. He knows what he is doing, and I will bow myself. I will put myself under his direction, under his leadership. So this year, where do you stand? Do you want to run your life by yourself? Do you want to allow the news media to run your life? Do you want to allow the economy to run your life? It's not worked so far. So what do? Let's take our lives and put it under the command of God. Let's become the servants of the Lord. And let's allow his will to be done in our lives. When we do that, peace comes. Joy comes. We can enjoy the joy of this season, knowing that I am the Lord's handmaiden. I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me according to his words. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks for this wonderful new year that you've given to us. Privileged to be in 2023, we are grateful and we thank you. Dear Father, we commit ourselves to you today in the midst of our doubts, in the midst of our darkness, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our grief. We ask that you will speak your word to us. You will allow your Holy Spirit to walk upon us, transform our lives, deliver us from every destruction, deliver us from every unbelief. May we take ourselves and put in your hand in the belief that you can transform our lives. You transform the world by the Spirit of God moving upon the face of the water and by your word that comes forth. So this morning, let your word come forth to us on this first day of 2023. Friends, receive God's word. Receive the grace of God. Receive the strength of God. Receive the anointing of God to go through the year 2023 unashamed, unafraid, undeluded, undiscouraged, knowing that God is there with you. We give you praise, Lord, and we thank you. We pray for our families. We pray for our nation. We pray for our state. We pray for our community here in Chadron. That, Lord, you will continue to reign supreme, and you will help us to believe you this year. For those who didn't take you seriously in the past year, may you help us to live our lives taking your word seriously, obeying your word, doing your will. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we have asked. In Jesus' name, amen. Do not forget that we have a service that is beginning at 10:30 today, and you can join us. We really want to have you fellowship with us, shake hands with you, and to welcome you into the new year. But if you are not able to come in person, just join us online, United Methodist Church Chadron. It's a great year. It's going to be a great year for you. It's going to be a great year for me. It's going to be a great year for our families. And let's just trust God. Let's obey his word. He is willing to take us into this new year and take us through this year with victory, with strength, and we will be overcomers. Till I see you again next week, Happy New Year, and do have a great week.
Tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for Sunday Morning Inspiration, brought to you by the Chadron United Methodist Church.